Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon April 2018 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. Next month, the builder Brock reports that he is going to be updating the Zulu areas with quite a lot of minor cosmetic changes and tidy-ups. Who knows, he might even throw in a few quests too. Valorant's building team plans to have 5 to 6 areas ready for release in April for the Underdark. The Underdark Wilds, the City of Neverdawn, the Sprawling Chaos, Mushroom Forest, and Jargath Tranzordos Lair, and possibly one or two more areas. For new players, Drock has made lots of small improvements, with hints for wearing equipment in empty slots, using the Identify command, and removing most non-combat related abilities from the initial trainers, so they can focus on survival spells and skills that deal damage, protect, or heal. For experienced players, he added the Dragon Skill Armor skill, which will generally yield equipment with better AC. Also, you can now woodcraft, leathercraft, use lapidary, forge, and bonecraft on behalf of other players. Drock reminded me that foraging for food throughout April may turn up special Easter egg items, so keep an eye out. Drock also released the Ayakashi Archipelago last month, a level 41 zone in Saboria. Here are a few things coming up from Drock next month. Cooked recipes will have improved strings. Cook a delicious pot of snail and dog meat gumbo, just like Mama used to make. Incidentally, butchering different kinds of animals will yield a wider variety of meat. Hat making will be synergized with leather crafting, so you can make wolf pelt fedoras and whatnot. Another Saboria area is in production and expected to open by the end of April or beginning of May. Last month we were treated to the Spring Festival event. As usual, it was brilliantly constructed and executed by the skilled and experienced world builder, Morpheus. I got to design some code for him that flips the alignment of enemies within an event zone to be the opposite of yours, which was a lot of fun. I also had a lot of fun playing through the event areas. Now that Morpheus is done with events until October, he and his team are working on several different building projects. One project will be 2 level 26 areas for Archaeus, another one will be a level 40 group 10 area for the City of Kings, and a third project will be a level 43 group 4 area near Gianassi. Finally, they are starting a new, large project that will consist of about 10 zones. This will be solo and group 4 zones set for the Nightmare Plane, which will be completely separate and with no access to the larger group zones. In March, I spent about an even amount of time between building and coding. You'll notice that auto group has subsumed most auto level areas, and I think that the help pages do a good job explaining how auto group works. We are reserving auto level primarily for events and a few special areas that were specifically built with auto level in mind. I have finished reworking one of the Valentine's Day event areas to be a regular zone, and am working on the other, and should have it done soon. Once those two areas have been released, keep an eye on Board 8 for a special announcement. I have traps done at the Immortal level, so you can set parameters and whatnot. Next, I'll work on having them saved disk, and then make them interact with players properly. I plan on rolling out traps with a few other Thief class updates for level 38, including Brew Acid, and 2 combat skills. I've got level 38 plans for Cleric and Warrior. We'll see how much of that we can get done before next month. In May, I'll start working on the event areas for this year's Summer Solstice celebration. We'll be opening the Angel areas from last year's celebration, and reopening the Puzzlewood following last summer's format with brand new quests. Unlike previous years, the main plot of this summer event will not be revealed ahead of time. I am secretly working with another builder to create something unprecedented in Alter Aeon history, and it will be much better as a surprise.